Hey guys, it's Clarky here. Before we get into this pod, on behalf of the Chili Dippers, I just want to send a quick apology to all our listeners. As most people know, here at the Chili Dippers, we pride ourselves on having fairly decent audio quality for the budget we run. But unfortunately, the next 7 to 8 pods just aren't up to scratch. The reason being, I had a few settings wrong on the new portable recorder we used while we were out on the road. And the biggest problem is, as most of you know, with roles living overseas, we have to record a bunch of pods in a short amount of time. And I had no idea the recordings weren't great until we got home. We actually contemplated not releasing them at all. They were just that bad. But as always, a big shout out to our personal IT department, Benny Camplin, who came to our rescue and turned what was non-releasable rubbish into passable audio that you're about to hear. So if you can please bear with us over the next few months, at least until Rolls and myself get into the same country, and we will endeavor to get back to our lofty standards that you're all used to hearing. So for now, take it away, Duke.
Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
That's right, you are listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast. We are sitting in the Seaford Hotel in Frankston. We've just stepped off the nice little Waterford Valley golf course. I'm sitting here with my co-host David Ralston, a man who once claimed I'd never beat him off the stick, which has started to happen a little bit more frequently lately. David, how are you going?
Well, that's true, but that's true. You hadn't for the first 40 years you're alive, but you have the last couple of weeks, and I'd say that's because, well, two things are happening. You're getting better,
yeah,
and without taking anything away from that, I'm getting worse. I think I may have peaked in between 40 and 45, but from 45 on, I've started to fall away a bit, and you're caught up and playing beautifully.
And look, the good thing about that is it's actually been a lot more fun. It's been a lot more competitive.
No, so
it's
a lot more fun for you.
It's way more fun when you hit the fairway off ticket and when pars in play most holes and you're not looking for golf balls all day.
For you, a lot more fun. Yeah, getting worse and worse isn't as enjoyable, but we'll battle on.
So as I mentioned off the top there, we're sitting in the beautiful Seaford motel. It's not quite the Apple Lodge, but look, it's not great, but we're on a budget.
It'll work.
Yeah, it'll work. It's near where the golf course we just played. We've just got our Zoom set up on the table here, and we're just recording from our motel room.
Yeah, this is a little bit different. Not the luxurious Chili Dippers studio we're used to, but I see your equipment still looks quite high tech. This should work, hey?
Yeah, and look, again, I don't know what quality this is going to be till I get home and start editing, so I hope that it's going to come
hopefully
out okay.
It works.
But look, the course today was great. Like I said, we played Waterford Valley, which is sort of in the Frankston, sort of that Mornington Peninsula sort of area.
Yeah, the bottom end of Melbourne, top end of that peninsula.
Look, it's ranked 72 on Golf Australia Magazine's rankings. And look, first impressions, driving in rolls, what do you think?
The drive-in was, because it got a bit Metro Melbourne-y look in the drive-in, and so that lowered my expectations because we used to drive it into these big country ones on the beach and all that sort of stuff. So that lowered my expectations a little. We got to the clubhouse. You can't see in the inverted commas there. There was a room with one rack of clothing, a couple of golf balls, and a dude behind a counter.
And no logo golf ball. So they're off to a bad start. Look, and the first impressions weren't great.
As I said, the clubhouse was left. I hope that's a temporary setup. I assume they're fixing that up.
Well, look, I don't know. But look, after that, things did get a lot better.
Of course, it looked cool. When we got to the first, it looked good.
And look, and we also had, a couple of days ago, we bought the Golf Course Guide magazine that has all the vouchers.
That was very much under my instruction for Luke to get that because it is a money saver. It
cost us $35 and it's already saved us $50 today. So the rounds were $50 to play with the book. It was 2 for the price of 1. So we got them for half price, which was great. So that's a good start.
Just back on that Seaford Motel, the view outside here is...
Concentrate.
It's very nice. It's actually a lovely part of the
town. Get back to the podcast. Roll's got a better view out the balcony than I do right now. Yeah, so look, it's a look. The course is a Peter Thompson designed course, same as Black Bull, same by the. It's 6,500 meter with a slope of 129. So
where's 129 get us? Not even, I'm not quite up with slopes. It's a hard, easy, medium.
Well, it's hard, medium to hard.
Medium to hard. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Well, it started difficult. Could we get up there on the first tee?
Okay. Yeah.
And you've never seen a tee that was more open on the right hand side. And death on the left-hand side was just absolutely chock-a-block of pine trees,
yep.
and gone. So, and we just sat there and said, no, Matt, geez whiz, you couldn't miss to the left.
No, Rolls looked at me and said, Clarky, don't miss left.
Like, it was two fairway. The fairway yeah. was two fairways wide, yep. right, and then still heaps of play and everything sort yep. of stuff.
It was a really nice opening hole too. Yep. So the first impressions of the clubhouse weren't great. Once we got to the tee box, the first impressions went up.
Yeah, exactly.
So you know, after telling me, don't hit it left, Clarky. Whatever you do, the miss is to the right. Mm-hmm. You just can't go left. It's death. I hit mine down the middle, mayor's office, thinking I'm laughing it. Roll steps up. Where do you hit yours, Rolls?
I hit it left. I've been hit it left for 30 years. I've been trying to hit it left my whole life. I can't hit it left to save myself.
No, I remember thinking to myself, this will be good to open the podcast mentioning this.
No good. But look, we recovered. I really enjoyed the front nine. The whole front nine as a whole.
Was sensational.
Every hole. Interesting, good, fun holes. Yep. Well, great condition course. So yep, I'm really enjoyable.
A lot of the holes were deceiving. I don't know how many times. Yeah. Like the second was a par three, which is a really nice par three. Mm. We both hit our balls thinking that they've made the green. And when we got
we thought we were at the corner of the hole.
Yep,
and
yep,
we're
looking for our ball. They were 20 metres back. Very deceiving.
But we had some good numbers around the front. What were they?
So around the front, we actually, it was real weird, the scoring. On the front nine, we both had 42s. We're playing match play actually, so we both on off stroke. We had Rolls gave me a shot aside, so the two hole,
which I won't be doing anymore. I don't think there's any need for that.
No, that's fair enough. We'll go off scratch. But so we both had 42s, but I got you in the match play 4-3 in the front.
I'll take 42 all day.
Oh, yeah,
because it felt like 50.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, look at the putt you missed on the third hole was one of the best reactions to a miss putt I reckon I've ever seen. It was, I don't think I've, other than when that monkey touched your Gatorade bottle, I don't think I've heard you bellow that loud before in a comical sort of way.
I had never hit a putt that looked so in my life.
Yeah.
I had planned my whole pick up from the bottom of the cup. I just assumed that's where it was.
And it shaved the hole.
It hovered over the hole. It was outright. And that was for the hole or for a half 2 years. That did upset me, and I did. I don't normally scream and carry on too much on the golf course, do I?
No, you don't. But this was a proper big dance carry on. Yeah,
it was more out of astonishment than anger.
You might have actually done a 360.
yes, but and we then the back nine look fell away a fraction in quality, but only a tiny little bit.
But in saying that, let's go. Oh, what are you?
I tell you, you're right. You're going to say the best holes were better, but the worst holes were worse.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the front nine overall really good, but yeah.
You can't fault the front nine.
I'm with you. The back nine had two or three really, really good ones, but probably four or five that were just a fraction below the front.
Yeah, and that's probably a good segue into a little signature holes.
Oh, what was yours?
Now, I had sort of two. Let me check my card to make sure I get this right. Now I don't like long par threes, as you know. I think they can get stuffed and shouldn't be on golf courses. Yeah. 165 should be the longest par three ever allowed in any golf course.
Yeah, I don't mind, but that's fair enough.
Anyway, so this was a 200-meter par three.
Yeah, I remember it.
It must have been pretty if I'm thinking it's the signature hole in the course. The one before it was, I mentioned at the time, I said this is my signature hole so far, but once I got to the par three, I didn't play it very well either, but the look of the hole, the setup of the hole, it was really nice. Long par three, water all down the right-hand side that you sort of had to carry. It was a really nice looking hole.
Mine would have been, I think it was 16, where it had the tree in the middle of the fairway.
So it was only about
150 from the tee, and there was a little creek, tree in the middle of the fairway, so you had to play around the tree, and then there was another little creek at the front of the green. So I enjoyed that, just a couple of little creeks. And the odd course here and there do have a tree in the middle of the fairway, and I just like
Chili Dippers do like that.
Yeah, you have to do it once a course, so you don't need it on four holes in a course.
It doesn't have to be in front of the green. Just, like, you need to go to get options to go around, but it looks good.
But even any of the second two I like, the second with the water up the left, the houses behind that, and the green in front of the road there. So any of 2, 3, and 4 I really like, but the one 16 with the tree and the two things. And 18 was outstanding as well.
Yeah, and tough.
And chewed us up and spat us out too.
It did, absolutely.
We thought we were having a reasonable round, but 18 kicked us in the bum.
Yeah. Yeah, so look, we had a 42s on the front there. So like I said, the front nine we thought was better. I thought the two best holes on the course were on the back. And look, we had 42s on the front. There was a little bit of a dodgy non-gimme call at the end where Rolls was about a foot and a half from the hole, and I said he could have that. And you asked me, can I have that? And I said, if you let me have mine, so I've given yours, you didn't give me mine, and I missed the putt.
Oh, didn't I?
I missed the putt.
My memory's fading. I don't remember that.
So it should have been a 41. But anyway, we both ended up with 42s, which we'll take.
And what do we have on the backside there? 49.
Yeah, it was actually weird scoring. We both had 42 on the front, both had 49 on the back to finish with 91s each.
Probably should have been like 44, 46. I think we probably got away with a few on the front.
Yeah, that's right.
And got a harshly dealt with on the back sort of thing.
Yeah.
Around 90 is fair, but it should have been a bit even on each nine. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. And look, I think the reason I scored so, I don't think I've ever hit so many fairways in my life. Like on the front nine, I hit every one other than the last, which I actually hit down the middle, because it was a little dog leg at the end, actually ran out of fairway. As everyone knows that knows me, knows I don't get off the tee. So I'm really happy. And look, don't mean to be bragging by saying that either. It's more so that it just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah. No, you did. You've shortened that backswing up and it's made a world of difference. It's you're not playing with a penalty after your tee shot and your scoring's improved greatly.
Yep.
Yeah, with the course.
Last impressions?
I'd go back, no worries at all.
I really enjoyed it.
I think you even said you wouldn't mind it as your home course. Like, yeah, if you happen to live there.
Yeah, it'd be a really good home course, yep. I reckon.
If I was in that part of town, I would go and play that without a worry in the world and be happy to take people there and show it off and all that without a problem.
I'd have no problems playing that again whatsoever.
That's about as high as praise as we can give it, really, isn't it?
Yeah. No, look, and that probably helps. We play it okay too. That always helps.
But all good.
Yep. Yes, right. So that's Waterford Valley done. So now, look, we're down here in Melbourne. Rolls, you looked a little bit agitated earlier on. What's any particular reason for that?
Well, yeah, mate. When you picked me up from the rental car place, so you could see I was a little on edge.
Yes.
The drivers here are hopeless.
Hang on I can see what's coming here. All right, well, we've actually got a segment about this, so we'll lead this into a bit of a segment.
All right, yeah, it's Rolls's rant.
Okay.
It may not be a full-blooded rant, but we'll see if I get warmed up.
Very good. Let's go. Let's hear it.
What is it with the drivers here? Firstly, you know what the problem is. This is fair dinkum. 90% of drivers in the world think they're better than average.
Right.
So there's the problem. That's the problem to start with. They actually think they know what they're doing. And the first one's roundabouts. Simplest road apparatus of all time. What's a roundabout for? To create traffic flow. People come up to them and stop. You don't need to stop. Have a look as you're driving up.
Yeah, that's true.
Understand there's no one there. And if there's a car coming straight through on the other side, you don't have to stop just in case he turns. If you drive through, he won't get you.
Yeah,
it's just like in Days of Thunder. If you hit the top of the thing at top pace, they'll fall away and you'll be through. And you know who are the biggest idiots making the troubles at the roundabouts?
Tell me.
Commodore drivers.
Yes. Oh, yes. That is true.
Now, I'll preface this. Not all dickheads. All dickheads do drive Commodores, but not all Commodore drivers are dickheads.
Yeah.
Plenty of people who drive Commodores are nice, normal, reasonable people, but they are the dickhead's car of choice.
They are. Yeah, that's fair. Yep.
They get it. They think everything's a race. Just relax. You'll get there. It'll be okay. And the other thing is too, people think there's a fast lane and a slow lane. The speed limit is the same. It's the same in both lanes.
I agree, yeah.
So let's say it's 100. Let's say the speed limit's 100. If I'm doing 100 in the right lane, I don't necessarily have to get out of your way. Now, to be polite, I can get over to the left.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're not all – sometimes I'm exiting on that side or whatever. It's not a fast – and also, that doesn't mean you do 60 in the other lane, though, too.
Yeah.
Just drive it a nice route. Now, the other thing – well, fuck. In Melbourne, how do you go? Three or four lanes, I can pick the slowest lane every time. It doesn't mean now you do – so – because I've got a history of picking the slow lane, I'll say, okay, I'm staying in lane 3, no matter what happens, and it will be the slowest lane all day. Then the next day, okay, I'm zagging around. I'm not staying in lane 3. The slowest, slowest, slowest every single time. Now, do you ever meet my mate Marcus Nolan?
No, but shout out to Marcus.
Best lane picker of all time. And he can tell you, you go, look, we'll get in this one here, and in 6 minutes' time, we'll and eat fastest lane all day, every day.
Yeah.
I am in the slowest lane without fail every time. And that's mostly because there's Commodore drivers being dickheads and people who don't know how to use roundabouts.
And I've been in the car plenty of times with you when that's happened, and you don't handle that very well.
Just a reasonable even break will do me. But have I covered traffic? Am I bad on the money there?
Yeah, you have. Yep.
All right, good. Done.
All right, well, that's Rolls' Rant part two.
I'm feeling a bit better now, too. Good. You do feel better after that.
Got that in your system? That's good. Righto. All right. Now that's out of the road and you're feeling a little better. Let's go to one of my segments. This is one of the new ones. I think it might only be the second time we've done this, called Would You Rather?
Would you rather?
All righto, Kat.
All right, so how's this work? So you're going to run a few scenarios by me and I've got to tell me
conundrums.
All right, let's see. What have you got for me?
Okay. Number one. This has been mentioned before off air. Would you rather be a movie star or a rock star?
Movie.
Ooh, went straight to it.
Yeah, rock stars, too much like hard work. That's a tough 2 hours up on stage, and it seems constant touring and all that.
Yeah,
and also, too, I think you're more bound by your success. Where movies, you can pump out bad movies time and time. If you're a movie star, you can pump out bad movies and still be successful. And you might have to do 3 months on, 6 months off and all that sort of stuff. I think the life of it, and I think you've got more length in your career movie star-wise. I think it's easier, more productive, and more length. I'm going movie star.
I agree. I'm not even going to bother talking about that because I agree with all that.
Oh, good. Okay. We agree. All right, that's on record.
Yep. Right, good. Hands down, movie. Okay, second one. This won't be so easy. Or it might be. Would you rather wear flippers for the rest of your life, wear flippers on your feet or boxing gloves on your hands?
Oh, gee, that is tougher. That's tougher.
All day, every day.
Yep. I'm going to go.
Have you ever walked in flippers? Because I know you're not a big beach person.
I have.
Is tough. It is very, very hard to do.
Well, I'm boxing gloves because I cramp up straight away as soon as I put flippers on.
So you're wearing boxing gloves?
Yeah, I'm wearing boxing gloves.
So you can't use a computer ever again. You can't type.
You can. I can tape a pen to the end of my boxing glove and have a pointer. You could thumb.
Yeah.
Okay. You could voice control. It's all voice control these days.
We disagree on this one. I'm taking flippers.
You're wearing flippers?
Yeah, I'm wearing flippers.
Gee, that's going to... How do you play golf? Your answer should be in flippers.
Yeah, I could swing the club. I'd take a cart like we do. When do we walk? We don't walk a golf course.
Driving? How's driving go?
It'd be tough. Yeah. Driving would be tough in boxing gloves too.
Yeah, but everyone's going to mark hard in boxing gloves as well. All right. So I'm going boxing gloves.
All right.
I'd put one on your chin too while I was at it.
Yeah, this is one of the hardest questions in the world, Dan.
All right.
Would you rather have sex with a goat but nobody find out, or not have sex with a goat but everybody thinks that you did, and you cannot convince them otherwise?
So in the first one, I'm getting sex?
with a goat.
I'm a very private person, as you know, so I'm having sex with a goat in private without anyone knowing.
Only you would answer that as easy and as quick as way that's that easy.
Well, I can make one of you. Look, ask me where we're going to eat dinner tonight and I'll take forever. Ask me about sex goat questions. I've got me mind made up. I know where I'm at. I'll have sex with a goat.
Yeah, look.
I'm sure the goat is a goat into it, or are we forcing? I don't want to upset the goat.
The goat probably is.
the goat. The goat into it. Look at me.
I was just about to say, no, it's not. It's not into a one bit. All right, let's move on.
You don't have to answer?
No, I've got to. Look, I've wrote this question. I've thought about it longer than this. The answer is, I think as much it's so hard. I think it's to have sex with the goat. I don't want people to know. No matter where you go, they find about it.
That would be interesting to hear what the public think and their view on that.
Yes. All right. This is the last one for today.
All right. Good.
All right. Would you rather have a head the size of a tennis ball?
Oh, I know, bloke. Shout out to Mark Horan. Oh, God, I hope Stringer doesn't listen.
So the size of a tennis ball or a watermelon.
So shout out to Waldo Wilson.
So actually, it probably should be bigger than a watermelon.
Like a really good big watermelon. Yeah, like a huge medicine ball style. I'm generally keen for a little head. But I'll take the watermelon one on this one because I think I could fatten up my body big enough to make the watermelon one seem in proportion, but I couldn't skinny up enough to make the tennis ball head one look in proportion. So I'm going to watermelon up on the head size there.
Yeah, I'm going to as well. I think,
Good question, though.
The watermelon probably should have been something bigger, I think. Yeah, the tennis ball, because a tennis ball head would look ridiculous.
Yeah, have you met Stringer?
No. It needs to look ridiculous.
Oh, outrageously so.
All right, well, we agreed on three of the four.
Did we?
That's actually a pretty good round of Would You Rather.
Oh, excellent, thank you. Well done.
All right, well, we're going to go straight from that straight on to another segment. We're going to go into I think Rolls has got something here for us for a segment called Top Four.
Top
Four. Right, what do you got, Rolls?
Firstly, that's our best intro.
I like that one. No, I disagree. What's better is the better intro.
Now, as we've just hit the new year, I had a fairly rough year last year health-wise. I had the mumps, which we may put a photo up on that because most people seem to enjoy that mumps photo. I had a tiny little cancer scare that turned out okay, but it's scary nonetheless.
Yep.
I've also got a disc in my neck that is horrendously painful and all that. So I thought I would give a medical style top four and give the top four cures for the hiccups.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Good.
Okay.
This will be interesting.
The number four is, now everyone knows drink from the far side of the cup. Are you aware of this? The difference is drink Milo from the far side of the cup. That cures the hiccups.
Right.
Right. The second one is the tactic I use. Mm-hmm. I thump my chest and say, go away.
All right, yeah.
Being as mentally strong as I am, it works. Do you know what the hiccups is?
No.
It is a leftover reflex from when we lived in the water as a species and first come out of the water and were struggling to breathe. That's what a hiccup is.
I'll take your word for it.
All right. Now, the second best cure for the hiccups is to name 7 bald men when one of them isn't Yul Brynner.
Okay.
Yep. That is in the British Journal of Medicine. To name 7 bald men and one isn't Yul Brynner, and that if you can do that, you'll stop hiccupping.
Yep, all right, yep. I'll take your word for it.
Now, the last one is, when I mention this, a lot of people all of a sudden get the hiccups when you mention this. They say, I've got the hiccups, I need to be cured. Right? It is digital, rectal, insertion, and massage.
Yep. Yes. I'm not about to get the hiccups.
You sure?
I'll give you the hot tip.
Again, that is the number one known cure for the hiccups. But yeah, again, you probably just don't want to be in a crowd of strangers and try and get them cured. You want to be with someone you're reasonably comfortable with, I would say.
Actually, I'm going to add one to that. This is what
you've got a cure, right?
If someone's got the hiccups, what I get them to do is link their fingers in circles interlock them. So you have 2 circles. And it works well when you're in a car when you're moving, or I shake their shoulders if you're not, and say, count to 10 without letting your fingers touch, like letting 2 rings touch. And I think, and it goes back to what a lot of yours, it comes down to concentration. If you concentrate on something else, like the ball when.
Not
really sticking the finger. That might be.
That ball might be along the lines of the smoke up the bottom one that we had too. But apparently, so there we go. Top 4 cure for the hiccups.
All right, so that's the top four done for another week. So we're going to this will be a little bit shorter, this pod. So we're probably going to, before we start wrapping things up, one thing I do want to say is I think on the last, a few podcasts ago, we mentioned that the latest edition of the top 100 for Australia Golf Magazine was going to come out. I actually did, but I forgot one very important thing. They actually only do the public rankings every second. They used to do it every year.
So they go public, private, public, private.
Yeah, well, now that they go public, all courses.
So they include private.
So the one that just came out is all courses, which is...
So that'd drop a lot of the public ones down a lot because the private ones are generally the better ones.
So we were talking about doing a pod where we were going to go through the top 100 when it got released and talk about which ones were played, where they've gone up and down. But we can't do that. And the other thing is, the one good thing about that happening is that my cabinet, I actually only have to reshuffle every two years now.
Yes.
The plan was to, when the new list come out...
Did they have a ball for you at Waterford?
No, we mentioned that. No, they didn't have a ball.
You'll just make one up.
Yeah, so I'll make one up. Put it in there because I've obviously played it. There's no cheating going on. But yeah, so that's one advantage of not coming out. But I was looking forward to the new list coming out
and seeing where
Black Bull was and that sort of stuff. So anyway, we'll have to do that in 12 months' time. So we're going to wrap this up shortly. Tomorrow we're going for a drive. It's only about 15 minutes from here. We're going to go play Settlers Run. So that'll be the next podcast that comes out.
Next week's pod after
next week's
this one.
Pod, yep. So stay tuned for that. We're going to do... one of my favourite segments, What's Better? Rolls is going to...
What's Better will be back.
We'll be back. We're going to answer some more questions.
What happened to question time today? No question time for
me. We didn't. We're running on a bit of a tight schedule.
All right, tighten her up.
So we'll get some more questions done next week. But other than that, anything left to say, Rolls, before we...
It's Palmer night over at the pub. Let's go get some Palmer.
All right, Chilli Dippers out.
What's up?